Welcome to It's All Journalism. My name is Michael O'Connell, and here is the third and final mini podcast that I did as part of the Podcast Movement conference. This is a short little interview I did with Jordan Cope, who works for Patreon, which is a crowdfunding website service that many podcasters use, but not just podcasters, but artists use. It's a fun conversation. We joke around a lot. And, you know, I think you're going to find it interesting. Maybe learn a bit about crowdfunding, about how to monetize your website or your podcast. Enjoy.
Give me a large view of what Patreon is. And,
broad-scale Patreon
broad
overview.
Scale, yes. A pod. You like sound that. Like Richard Iowade.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah,
that's great.
It's like, who else would you want to?
I'll take that. Yeah.
I'll take that. That's pretty
incredibly
cool.
Incredibly talented artist and
incredibly
director.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now you're on my side.
Yes. Now we can spill all the dirty secrets.
It's an old radio trick. No, so tell me, yeah, from Pie in the Sky, or what is Patreon? How can people use it to pay for? It's not just podcasting.
No, not just podcasting. If you're any kind of online creator who creates content on an ongoing basis, Patreon's the place to be.
Okay.
It's effectively funding from your fans for whatever it is that you create.
Okay, so I'm just starting out my podcast. I've got some people who are following me, who are listening to me. And, you know, I found out that it cost me X number of dollars to produce a podcast every
sure.
month. Wouldn't it be nice to make some money on that, to maybe sustain me, if not make money on my podcast? So
yeah,
I hear about Patreon. How can I use Patreon to monetize my podcast?
So the number one thing you can do is just start the page. The fun thing about Patreon is we only take 5% of whatever you process. So there's no fees for using the site, no fees for like starting your campaign or anything like that. It's just 5% of whatever you bring in month over month. And the system is effectively, you set up your page, choose the rewards you want to give for $1, $2, $5, whatever you choose. And then you invite people to come check it out. You give it a shout out on your podcast. If you're an artist, you'd put it in your subheader. If you were a writer, you'd put it in your article. You know, just ways of getting people over to the page. Your content would remain in your comfort zone. If you're a YouTuber, stay on YouTube. Twitch artist, stay on Twitch. And then your fans would come along and choose the tiers that best suits them.
Okay. So, and we say the reward, I mean, you're setting different dollar levels for
yep.
it. And a reward, is there some, do people typically sort of, you know, well, if you give $10, I'll say your name on the podcast, or if you give me $25, I'll interview you or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of that going on?
Yeah, there's some stuff like that. The most typical areas that people tend to gravitate towards, as far as patrons go, is between $3 and $10. Those are the really hot spots, because that's, you know, it's very approachable. It's what, like a couple coffees a month, and it gets to support people. And a lot of the time, those tiers will be things like get the episode 24 hours early. Or get a shout out at the beginning of each podcast, along with like the other $25 people. Or get to be in a Google Hangout once a month. That's a really, really popular one.
Okay.
Some people also incorporate things like discounts on stores and merchandise and things like that.
Okay. Do you have any sense as to how much somebody could raise in a month? Do you have? Can you release any of that information?
How much somebody could?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have a very broad spectrum. One of my personal favorite pages is The Comedy Button, which is this dynamite podcast based in San Francisco by a bunch of cool dudes from America. And they basically, a lot of them, when they started, worked at IGN. And so they just wanted something to do on the side, some fun project that they did collaboratively. They'd been doing it for a couple of years. And then Patreon came out in May of 2013. They felt like monetizing it, getting a little support, seeing what they could get. And bear in mind, this is not a huge podcast. This is a podcast at the time of maybe 30,000 listeners, 1,500 really dedicated ones. And now their Patreon page makes over $13,000 a month.
Wow.
From only just over 5,000 people.
Wow.
Just 5,000 people. They get things like movie commentaries for free, and they get to talk to them on the forums and things like that, collectively giving them a living.
Okay. So your involvement and how much you have, or how involved you are with your audience, you can pretty much sort of set that level as to how much engagement you want to have.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just want to take their money, say thank you on the air whenever you move on, or you could make it as part of your strategy to promote and to interact and to come up with story ideas and to create content and things like that.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The crazy thing is that we've seen pages with no rewards whatsoever have great success based on the fact that the fan base of that particular art or artist is just incredibly engaged. Jim Sterling, definitely check out Jim Sterling. Jim Sterling is a games journalist. He's been in the field for about a decade now. Worked at several different sites, was a reviews editor for a long time, and then eventually left his day job and said, I want to keep making these videos and doing these reviews, but I don't want to do it under MCN or a system. So I'm just going to get funded by you. I don't have any rewards. The only tier is $1, and yet people still chose to give him $50 every month if they choose to. Because they like what he does. It's crazy. I am one of those crazy people.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, the people who are coming to you who like you, who appreciate your content, maybe they feel a little obligation, a little guilt that maybe they should actually so pay some money for what you're doing to for the goodwill that they've created you. Now, this is, we could just call this crowdfunding.
Yeah, crowdfunding, subscription payments, whatever you want to lean towards.
So when people think of sort of like crowdfunding, they think of things like, you know, Indiegogo or that other one whose name escapes me, the big one.
Indiegogo, Kickstarter. GoFundMe.
Okay, so how is this different?
Great question. The main clear difference is obviously that whilst GoFundMe, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, these are all one-time big lump sum funds, Patreon is ongoing. We intend for our artists to stay on Patreon for the length of their creative careers. It's just there for support month over month. The goal is to create sustainability. I can always pay my rent. I can always buy food. I can always fuel my car because I know I always have $5,000 coming in every single month.
Or $200,000 to pay for $200,000. Yeah. $200 to pay for your, you know, server fees, etc.
Yeah.
To keep it...
Make like you solvent or more.
Yeah. More. Yeah. I have a cup of coffee, as it were. All right, so basically, I go to the Patreon website, I create my page, I promote it on my podcast, I promote it on my website to go here, you know, and fund me. So how do I get that money? Where
what's the payment process like?
Yeah.
So the patrons themselves will sign up to give their chosen amount and get their chosen reward, or no reward if they choose. And then at the end of the month...
That's a real dick move.
Which seems to happen. For whatever reason, people are just very lovely. All of the credit card payments are charged at the end of the month, regardless of whether you're a per thing or per month creator. Then all of those payments are gathered together, and after Patreon takes its 5% fee, we give that directly to your Patreon account. Oh, or okay. Your direct debit, whatever you prefer.
Okay. That's something you set up at the beginning with your when you do your page.
Yeah, you set that up.
So you fill out your page, you've got your money situation figured out, you're promoting it out, and that's pretty much it. It sounds incredibly simple. And
it's weirdly simple.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised by how simple the system is. A lot of the things that can deter people, especially when we're talking about finance, is complexity. You know, I mean, that's the reason we're artists and we aren't people working in complex business environments, because that amount of complexity destroys the creativity, the speed, the emotion. So what we tried to do is create a system which was just engaging. Do you want to offer this to your fans? Okay, click these buttons and it's there. I should also mention there's no contracting or anything. You can join or leave the same day if you choose to. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to stick around if you don't want to, and there's no reason to not use it if you do. It's just totally open platform.
I'm wary. I feel like you're hiding something from us.
Oh, well, we do require a blood pact, I should have mentioned. Yeah,
your first child. Yeah. You must sacrifice your
depending
first
on,
child.
Depending on how much you make. If you hit the 20,000 mark, we take your second child as well.
Okay.
But all no, right. There really is no catch 22.
Okay, I'm being a skeptical journalist.
That's very wise.
Okay, all right. Well, if there's nothing more that I need to do, then it would be stupid of me not to have a Patreon account right now.
That should be our tagline.
Okay. Yeah, you're an idiot.
It's stupid of you not to. Have said
it's
that.
Stupid.
What are you doing?
Everybody who's in Patreon is not an idiot. So I guess you have to be very smart. Okay. Well, is there anything else that I should have asked, or you think it's important to get out there about Patreon and makes it different?
I don't believe so. I mean, okay. If you're just a creator of any kind, it's the place to be. And if you're curious about learning more, either yourself or anybody who is reading / listening, feel free to email us at creators@patreon.com or launch@patreon.com.
Okay, cool. Would you mind if I use this as part of a podcast about podcast movement?
Absolutely.
Okay, you would mind or you wouldn't mind?
I absolutely would not mind.
Okay, all right. It's a very, very, you know, those contractions.
Yeah.
if you're not paying attention. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Richard Iotti.
There we go. Did you tell me your name and your title, sir?
I'm not sure. My name is Jordan Cope.
Jordan Cope. All right. Well, cool.
You've been listening to It's All Journalism, a weekly podcast about the changing state of digital news. Find out more about us and download past episodes at itsalljournalism.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and now Google Play. It's All Journalism is produced in partnership with the Association of Alternative News Media. Thanks for listening.